We welcome in Chris Rubio of Rubio Long Snapping, the premier long snapping instructor in the country, who has helped more than 300 long snappers earn full scholarships to major colleges and universities just for long snapping. Rubio, welcome to the show.
What's going on, Tony? How you doing?
Fantastic. I have to tell the audience before we delve into the interview, I was late for many a college class because I would see Rubio on campus at UCLA, and I would always, what they call, pitch a tent. On Bruin Walk, there's some people you just say hi. It's a flyby. Rubio always got a pitch tent from me because he's hysterical, or he was when we were in college, and it served him well as a long snapping instructor and part of the Chris Saylor kicking empire. Help the listeners understand, I rattled off the stat, over 300 full scholarships, how much of an emphasis there is on specialists as you instruct them.
Well, you know, more and more colleges just want to lock down a good long snapper. You know, if you can get a great long snapper a scholarship, that's something you don't have to worry about, Tony, for about the next 4 years. Like I always tell my long snappers, you want the coach to talk to you on signing day, the first day you get there, and then when you graduate. If you can do that, you've done your job very, very well.
Zero maintenance. Now, when we talk about the importance of special teams, I was mentioning earlier that Tom Brady and Russell Wilson, they want their completion percentage to be north of 70%, if possible. As a long snapper, realistically, in total candor, you can't screw up even once or people will know your name and that's not ideal. How do you get your guys able to perform under great pressure on key late field goal attempts or critical punts backed up against your own goal line? How do your guys perform well in spite of the fact that there's an enormous amount of pressure?
You know, it's one of those things that once they get their form down, I don't care where they're at. I don't care if they're in Hawaii, Alaska, LSU, Notre Dame. Doesn't matter. As long as their form gets down, it's the same exact snapping motion. You know, I put them through a lot of pressure situations at my camps all over the country, just so they understand exactly what it's going to take in order to be perfect when they need to be perfect, which is literally every single time. I always joke that, you know, a quarterback can throw 10 touchdown passes and 2 interceptions a game, and he's going to be an All-American. As a long snapper, you'd be fired.
That's the point to me, and it just blows me away. We don't know the names, and obviously that's a good thing, of most long snappers. Who's the gold standard, from your vantage point, the best long snapper you've ever seen?
There's several. There's a couple guys out there. Christian Yap, formerly of the Browns, was absolutely exceptional. Tyler Schmidt, formerly of the Seattle Seahawks, was outstanding. There's a couple of college kids right now that are very, very sharp. Reed Ferguson of LSU, Cole Mazza of Alabama, those guys come to name. Tabor Pepper of Michigan State, Scott Daly of Notre Dame, Nolan Freeze of Houston. They all do very, very well, and you probably don't know their names, and that's a great, great thing. Like someone like J.K. Scott, who's an All-American punter at Alabama, that's wonderful. I'd love to see him punt a ball without Mazza snapping it.
Said like a proud coach. Now, when I was reading the articles on your website, I was blown away. A few different names. Aaron Golub, and I hope I'm pronouncing his last name right, went to Tulane with vision issues. What an amazing human interest story. We grew up watching the Olympics with those great up-close and personals where you were rooting for a balance beam gymnast to stay on and win a gold for their country. Reading about this kid, what an amazing story to play football with really bad eyesight. What an achievement.
Yeah, it's one of those things where being a long snapper, it's almost like being a professional free throw shooter. Like, that's all your job is. You got to, you know, basically just make free throws all day long. You're basically a fourth down quarterback. And Golub is someone who came to me back from Massachusetts and started off very, very, we'll say, below average. And he was one of those kids that would send me a text at least twice a week to send me film and say, hey, Rubio, how's this look? And he just got better and better and better. And you could say, Golub, I need you to go run your head through that wall and it'll make you a better snapper. And he would do it.
That's fantastic.
He deserves it. I mean, and there's another kid actually from Georgia who's going to be a 2016 long snapper named Jake Munoz, who actually already has a full scholarship to Georgia State, and he has vision issues as well. So, I mean, it's one of those things that I can't emphasize it enough, is once you get your form down, you got it. It's like a golf swing.
My favorite story I've read so far was about Quentin Mad Dog Skinner, the kid whose face fits the nickname, which, to your credit, you've always come up with great nicknames. But this kid, what a prodigy. He's like the Doogie Howser of snapping. Please tell his story to the masses.
Mad Dog is someone that came to me in fourth grade, and he's always had that, you know, sort of, let's say, a pissed off look on his face. So I called him Mad Dog. I swear, I always say he likes about four people in his life. He likes his mom, his dad, his sister, and me. And he just started working, you know, since he was 9 years old. And he actually was just offered a full scholarship to Southern University going into his eighth grade year. That was last summer. And now he's a freshman in high school out in Georgia. And he honestly can snap in college right now. That's how good he is.
That's unbelievable. Shifting our focus to the NFL as we talk with Chris Rubio, one of the big news items coming into this football season was the NFL moving the extra point to the 15-yard line. That really changes things. What used to be a total no-brainer, everybody makes it, it's huge news if somebody doesn't convert an extra point, it's now going to be a lower percentage play, still obviously a very strong percentage. What does that mean for the long snapper as we think about the little differences that can make the impact between a win and a loss at that level?
It means literally nothing to me. It's still a 7.5-yard snap in college, an 8-yard snap in the pros. It's still, you're basically going to snap, look up for the ball, and get ready for a controlled car crash. I mean, it doesn't mean one thing to us. I don't care where we're on the field. For punts, it's either a 14- or 15-yard snap, and for PATs, it's either a 7.5- or 8-yard snap. That's it.
And so what's the measure, though? So when you watch a guy and you obviously work with these guys and get them to the point where they're comfortable and they can do it, what's the metric when a coach reaches out to you? And I know you're well connected with the coaches around the country. They watch the tape and everybody looks good on tape. What metrics do you share with them and say, this guy's really good, he's got X, Y, and Z?
You know, there's several things, Tony. You want to make sure, the first thing is always the speed of the ball. If it's snapping the ball 15 yards, it should be in 0.75 or quicker. Okay? The next would be accuracy. Yeah, how accurate is the long snapper? Can your parents basically sit down in a lawn chair in front of a big glass window and you don't move them at all for 10 snaps? You're pretty accurate. Consistency. How consistent are they? Is their snap a 0.75, 0.74, 0.76? Or is it a 0.75 to 0.90? The coach wants to know exactly what snap he's getting. Another big thing that's coming about now is athleticism. How well does a kid move? That's a big one that colleges and pros will look at right now. Size, a lot of it depends on what the coach wants. Some coaches want beef. Some coaches just want a kid that can run downfield very, very quickly. Spirals, obviously one thing that everyone looks at just because most coaches don't know what they're looking for in a long snapper. They just know that a spiral looks pretty. And then the big thing that I always talk about is mentality. You know, how well can this kid handle pressure? And to me, it doesn't matter if he snapped in front of 5,000 kids in high school or, you know, five people in high school. I can manipulate them a little bit to see how they will handle pressure, and it always seems to work out.
Well, you used the word mentality, and earlier you were talking about being like a free throw shooter, that's your role. How does a long snapper stay mentally sharp and not get inundated by the pressure? Because especially late in games, so we'll always hear the kicker's name, and they'll on a TV broadcast of the game, they'll show him over by the net getting ready to attempt what would be potentially a game-tying or game-winning field goal. How does the long snapper stay sharp and ready when his moment is presented to him?
It's one of those crazy things, Tony, where it's, you know, you almost have to have that mentality is somewhat like a sniper. You've got one job, you've got to do it perfectly, and then as soon as you're done, you've probably got another 30 minutes to wait. And that's one of the things that I go over at my camps, is how well they need to mentally prepare. You know, when I was at UCLA, I was an overthinker. So what I used to do, and you'll know the name as soon as I say it, I used to speak to the guy next to me, Andy Myers.
Yes.
And I would talk to him the entire time, and I would basically just try to get him so riled up that he was trying to hurt me. But I would be more worried about what he was going to do to me than the actual snap.
That's funny. That is fantastic. We're talking with Chris Rubio from Rubio Long Snapping. As I looked at your resume, over 300 full scholarships, I thought about how important it is that these coaches go into high schools and they go to specialists like you. Their jobs are on the line. I mean, we're talking about the difference between a coach keeping his job as the head coach at a particular university. It could come down to a single kick, which is begun, the play is begun by a snap by one of your kids. When you're working with long snappers and they start off as young as Mad Dog, how do you get them to take seriously something that the average fan really doesn't know much about?
You know what? I try to get them to have pride in it. You know, the whole Rubio Long Snapping organization has really become a Rubio Long Snapping family. And once they take pride in it, then it becomes fun. And it's something that they want to do. It's not something that they're left off to do. It's something that, oh, yeah, hell yeah, I want to be the long snapper. And they take pride in it. You know, they're getting a long snapping patch on their letterman jacket. It's not something that, oh, you know, maybe I also long snapper. It's, oh, hell yeah, I'm the long snapper. You want me to snap a ball right through your chest? I'll do it right now.
Right.
And that's what gets them going.
In your role, what have been some of your, what I call Miyagi nod moments? Anytime I've been around a great coach, they take great pleasure in seeing their students excel and have these mountaintop moments like Daniel LaRusso winning the All-Valley Under-18 tournament, getting the Mr. Miyagi nod. What have been some of your Miyagi nod moments?
You know, honestly, getting the kids to relax. That's my big thing, because I've never seen a long snapper do well when he's nervous. But if I can get a kid to smile and laugh and have a good time, just like you and I used to do on Bruin Walk, then I know they're going to do well. Some of my best long snappers have been the guys that are just kind of blasé about the whole thing. And they're just, oh, you want me to go snap the ball? Okay. And they don't really put too much into it. Because when you think about it, what are you really doing, man? You're snapping a dead animal really fast backwards.
Right.
Not that hard.
Right. Right. And I mentioned earlier, Chris Saylor, he is the Chris Rubio of place kicking. That he is the
Absolutely.
Preeminent specialist in that realm, and we know more about kickers. I mean, there have been funny comedies about football where kickers are mocked and joked about because they're a different skill set than most other football players. But boy, oh boy, as the difference between winning and losing is so slim, we always hear game of inches. If it can come down to a kick, coaches really value and appreciate and understand the importance of special teams. Chris Saylor is in his realm doing a magnificent job of helping provide kickers to the whole country.
Oh, absolutely. And he's the one that actually brought me into this business. I mean, I was snapping to him in college. I joke that he's seen my butt more than anyone in the world. I snapped him on punts and PATs. He was a two-time All-American, and I always said, well, then that makes me a two-time All-American as well, because I snapped you every single ball.
Right.
And it's basically, you know, coaches will go through Chris Taylor kicking and Rubio Longs, I mean, just to get the full package.
I mean,
we have tons of college coaches across the country that, you know, every 3 to 4 years, they'll call us both and just say, all right, Rubio and Saylor, who am I taking next? Because, you know, it's basically we're giving them a good restaurant. If I go out to where you're living right now, Tony, give me a good restaurant, and you give me a good one, next time I'm in town, I'm going to ask you again. If you give me a crap restaurant, I'm never going to ask you again.
Right, right. Final minute with Chris Rubio. I want you to give me your best scenario for a long snapper when they're looking at where to go and where to play college football. What's most important to a long snapper? What should they be looking for?
I don't know. Mine would be different. I'm a weather guy. I'm not a big fan of humidity, so mine would be comfort. I mean, it's hard for me since I was at UCLA with you, where, you know, it was a hot day got to 78 and a cold day got to 67.
Right, right.
I don't know. It's just whatever you feel comfortable with. I always say pick a school that you can see yourself not playing football at. You know, God forbid a kid slips on a banana peel and blows his ACL off. Is he going to be able to stand school when football's not in season? You know, because during season, it's simple. It's Groundhog Day. It happens the same thing over and over and over. You get to January, February, March, April, that's when it becomes a little bit, oh, my gosh, where am I? So my thing would be for any long-term, pick a school that you can see yourself not playing football at.
That's a great point. I'm glad that you picked the same school I picked because you made my college experience very entertaining. Thanks so much for joining us, Chris Rubio.
Not a problem at all, Tony. Take care.